Yeah, thus far, we've been told that the mica crisis has been contained largely within the Letterkenny and Inishowen municipal districts, and that there hadn't been any real evidence of mica throughout the rest of County Donegal. But in the last couple of weeks, I've received numerous reports from people in the East Donegal and Valley region that they have mica defective blocks in their houses. And this is obviously very concerning for those property owners, those homeowners. But it's concerning for people in the rest of Donegal, because the official line was always that they believed the problem was contained in the North Donegal region. And I would be certainly urging homeowners in the rest of the county to be very vigilant. And if they do see any cracks in the blocks, to be aware that this could be mica and it could be defective blocks, and that they would need to take immediate action.
I understand the expert panel is continuing their investigations currently. Now, their report is due out in a few months' time. I suppose it's more important now than ever for people countywide to make sure that their homes aren't affected by this.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And the advice that we would give to people is to, if they believe that they do have mica in the blocks and they do have defective blocks, the best advice is to register with the Mica Action Group, who have been doing absolutely fantastic work over the last number of years in highlighting the mica issue and fighting for the rights of the mica homeowners affected. The expert panel are currently out, and my colleague Albert Doherty and Pierce Doherty and Patrick McLaughlin have been doing sterling work in highlighting the mica issue as well. But it's important that in the next few months that we engage with the expert panel, and it's important that all public representatives are fighting for the rights of the mica homeowners, and we need to fight towards the end goal, which is achieving a redress scheme for these homeowners so that the people affected can at least have some hope of remaining in their homes in the future.